Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So where are you on the city council? We'll change our news click out. Yesterday, the Daily Web poll question was about, do you think student debt should be canceled the way Elizabeth Warren wants to do it? And 76% of you said yes, but still 76% of you said no. But still, a fourth of you said, yeah, let's just write it right off. How about that? I thought that I would not have guessed that number would have been that high. The city council is being urged to ban foam food containers, plastic forks, plastic knives and spoons, even the much loved spork. Straws will only be available upon request. Jen Walling is on a phone line. I've got a couple of questions for her. She is the executive director of the Illinois Environmental Council. They're big supporters of this, I presume. Hi, Jen. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Did you have anything to do with the drafting of this, or did you push this along?
Yes, this has been something that's been a work in progress for over a year, working with advocates like those scientists at Shedd Aquarium, folks at Chicago Recycling Coalition, a huge group of people to put this together and respond to concerns that we've heard about litter and plastics in Chicago and all over the world.
And as much as we love our waterway here, the rivers, the river mostly, there's a lot of rivers, but the Chicago River and then the lakefront, it makes me angry to see so much plastic from a lot of restaurants and food places that just litter. And it's inevitable. It's a big city. That's the way it is. But anything we could do to just turn that spigot off or down, I'm all for. What will the restaurants use in lieu of the plastic, the styrofoam containers?
Well, there are a number of items within the ordinance. So we're looking at compostable and recyclable materials, and the city of Chicago would maintain a list of those. And those are items that would biodegrade if they became litter. Looking at those, but this ordinance really is focused on reducing the amount of plastics that people get. I mean, you know, you go to a restaurant and you sit down, you get a drink of water, and they're going to automatically give you a straw, or they're going to automatically put utensils in your takeout bag, even though you're eating at home. Everybody's got that junk drawer full of those plastic utensils that they're never going to use. And this ordinance also addresses that, so that you can't automatically be given that waste that you're going to have to throw out.
So I can get, if I go to Portillo's, I can get a plastic fork, spoon, straw, etc.?
Well, so for the first year, you will be able to get those, but they would have to ask you if you want them. And then after that, we phased into a requiring them to have recyclable or compostable materials. And they still would have to ask you if you wanted it. But, you know, for the first, we'll transition into something that's recyclable or compostable. So you'd go to Portillo's, you'd get a biodegradable clamshell for your hot dog, or maybe a biodegradable corn-based plastic for your silverware.
So if they have a store of those or orders committed to those, you've got 2 years almost to sort of clean out your inventory of the plastic before you transition, right?
Well, since January 1st, 2021, so about a year, I'm sure that's going to be part of negotiations is how long it takes to phase in and also, you know, which restaurant it applies to. We do have some items in there that grant full or partial waivers to dine-in restaurants that don't have the ability to wash silverware. But other cities have made this work. New York City has some thresholds for the revenue size of the business. Chicago can definitely make this work, and it's going to be such a benefit to our city.
Well, we've heard from the merchants, and they're not super-duper loving this. I don't suppose that's a surprise to you.
And we did reach out with groups beforehand just to give them the language, and it's going to be a discussion, and we're going to have to work together on this. We're going to have to sit down with the restaurants. We're going to have to sit down with the retailers. And I think that a lot of groups, I know there's a lot of initial reaction, like how expensive is this going to be? I think a lot of businesses are going to find that there are very cost competitive alternatives, and that some of the things that they can do will actually save them money. So, you know, don't just give people a straw when you walk in. Don't just automatically give everybody these plastic utensils. What can you do as a business to reduce the amount of waste you're sending out, which in some instances can save you money, you know? And we're focused on, the biggest focus for this for us is reducing the amount of waste that we put out. I mean, Chicago has an 8% recycling rate. That's not working. So starting with reduction and reducing the amount of trash we're producing is the number one goal.
Jennifer Wallings is the executive director of the Illinois Environmental Council. But so a year from now, if I go to Portillo's and I'm not going to take it at home, I want to eat it, I don't know, on the road, or eat it at home, whatever, they will give me they will give me a fork or a spoon if I want it, right? And for the first year, it could be plastic, but after a year, it has to be some sort of biodegradable utensil, correct?
That's right.
And I don't know that I care then. I mean, what do I care? Except, I mean, it's a hardship for these employers. You know, literally, some of them are saying, well, we may have to lay people off. I doubt that. I think it, but I think I may end up having to pay more for that hamburger in the bag then, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is something where you're looking at costs that I think of what I have seen. There are restaurants that are already doing this that are getting things that are the same price as those clamshells and other things that are out there. So I think there are materials out there that are cost competitive. Although we'll be a really big market for this, so there's going to have to be businesses that step up and provide in terms of that. So there's that. So I think that this is something that really, you know, you're talking about clamshells that might cost just a few cents and something that might just be a cent more, you know, or the same price. So I think that when retailers and restaurants learn more about this and the items that are out there, they're going to find there are things that are very neutral, cost competitive with what they're doing right now. And you already see a lot of restaurants and other businesses transitioning in that direction anyway. And they're definitely looking at costs. So I think this is going to be something imminently doable. We just need to provide restaurants with enough time and enough resources to do it.
Says you, with all due respect, right? I mean, you make it sound like it's just order from a different company and pay one more penny, and I'll bet you they would tell me otherwise. But here again, and by the way, I suspect that if ultimately, to me, this is not a problem for them, it's a problem for me. If I want to get that chopped salad at Portillo's to go, and I do because it's fantastic, then I think I'm going to have to pay another 25 cents or something for that food, because it's going to come in containers or with utensils that are more expensive. And I think that's what we're really asking people to do is, hey, everybody, are you all cool with a 25 cent pass through that you're going to have to pay on takeout food?
Well, and I don't know how much it might be, but you're also looking at, these are restaurants that are creating litter that has to be picked up. And some of that's being picked up by volunteers, like the beach cleanups that Alliance for the Great Lakes or Friends of the Chicago River does. But some of it we pay as taxpayers for people to go pick up. So we're spending that money on picking up that litter. So it's either coming from your tax dollars or it's coming from, you know, something extra you would be paying on your food.
Well, this, I've said this, this will be the third time now, but I don't care. I'm angry about it. I live near the lake and I work near the river, and I hate to see all of the garbage, even if you're not near a body of water, but those are such lovely resources. And I think that the food industry in Chicago has turned a blind eye to how much garbage we toss out that we got from them. So they're, it might not have been them that did the littering, but by golly, that's their stuff that we've littered. And I think they need to own their share of that responsibility, and nobody seems to do anything about it. So to me, part of the problem has been the totality of it, regardless of whether or not it's biodegradable, because some of this stuff's still going to get thrown out the window, but it's there's just too much garbage, period. And when you get a fast food bag or a takeout from any restaurant in the area, there's just so much waste in there that this is this is how this problem, you know, has, that's how it's come home to roost, if you will.
Yeah, and we're talking about 22 million pounds of plastic that are going into the Great Lakes as a whole every year. And, you know, it's not just this litter at this point. These plastics break down into little pieces that end up in wildlife, but they also are ending up in our bodies. And we know that there are issues being caused, but we don't know the totality of the health issues that are being caused by these microplastics that are being caused by this trash. That's also costing us money in terms of health impacts, in terms of cleaning up our water. So there's all these other costs that we're paying from having too much trash and from littering and these plastics that you use for 3 minutes and take hundreds of years to break down.
The ordinance is proposed. It's not the law in Chicago yet, but I kind of like its chances. Scott Wagas, PAC's plastic-free water ordinance. Talking about it from the Illinois Environmental Council, the executive director, Jennifer Walling. Jennifer, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck to you all.
Thanks so much.
Have a good day.